Mark Kreter talks dance with choreographer Shane Langford, and a chance for you to enjoy Enchantment and Ecstasy from the Bryan Symphony Orchestra this afternoon at 3. That and more today on The Scene.
I'm talking today with Shane Langford. Shane is from here in Cookeville. You are originally from Cookeville.
I am, yes, sir.
Okay, I thought so. Shane is a choreographer and a dancer and a performer who's been working for years, recently worked as the choreographer for Lion King Jr. at Prescott South Middle School, but also works all around. And we're going to talk a little bit today about that. So I'm so looking forward to talking to you today, Shane.
Same, Mark.
And of course, I've known you for a very long time. I think the first time we worked together,
two by two.
Yes. So that was a long time ago, and since then we've worked quite a lot. You've danced with Stage One Dance Studio and taught there for many years. So what are you working on now?
Right now, I'm closing Lion King today. It was our last in-school performance, and
I bet that was a little emotional for the children finishing up that show.
It's emotional for everybody, the audience included. But it's a blast. They were great.
The pictures that I saw from the show looked great. I'm sorry that I didn't see it, but it did look incredible. So let me ask you, what is it like choreographing young people?
It's exciting. It's new, and it's frustrating sometimes, but it's a blast. It's refreshing in a way. I get to work in a completely different way. They're not all dancers. They're not all performers. They're new to the stage. So I get to go in with a clear head and just make something for them in particular, just for them alone. And
well, that's great. So you are getting then a mix of people, some who have some experience.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. That is exciting. If you're choreographing something like Lion King Jr., is it all original choreography that you're doing for the show?
For the most part, yes. I like to be inspired by the original, and it's hard to not get that out of your mind when you've seen the Lion King on Broadway. It's beautiful and amazing and emotional and just groundbreaking, really. But it's hard to beat that. So I tried to find something that was appropriate for them, their body types and their sizes, and as non-dancers and dancers combined. So tell me.
That's really cool. And it's so great that, you and I were talking a little bit before the show started, and I just am amazed by the amount of theater going on in Cookeville.
Yes.
So much of it for young people in this community, which is just amazing. I mean, I started doing theater when I was 13 or 14, and it really did change my life, and I suspect the same was true for you.
Yeah, I think I was in the fourth grade was my first play. I was in Willy Wonka, I think.
Were you?
Yeah, at the Drama Center. I was in Oompa Loompa.
Oh, that's so fantastic. I love that.
Yes.
So you were starting in theater. Really, the kids that you're working with now at the middle school, that was your age when you were started.
Oh, yeah.
And so there were things like school shows. Did you do that with the children's theater?
I did, with children's theater. Yeah. My next show was Dr. Doolittle, and I asked not to be the lead was my one thing that I didn't want. And I got Dr. Doolittle, that part, and it was a disaster. It was a disaster. And I think that was my last show for a while. Yeah.
So, well, you know, that can be a little overwhelming. I will always look back and be grateful that I started my acting career with some good supporting roles instead of feeling the weight of the show.
Right, yeah. It was a disaster on my part, not the show itself. It came together, of course, like it always does, but it was
so intimidating, too.
Yes.
I mean, I think I would say that's one of the things I think is so important for theater for young people is that it does build your confidence.
Yes, it does.
You know, I'm sure you see that with, you know, kids, whether they feel like they can't learn a dance step or something.
Absolutely.
And then they get it.
Yes, that's my least favorite word to hear is can't. It's just a matter of time. We just need a little time, that's all, and they get it every time.
Right. So you're also teaching them the importance of rehearsal, of practice, of doing this over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. And on your own time and working with people and your peers, it all helps.
Let me ask you something. My Jennifer, my wife and your dear friend.
Yes.
She had an interesting question, and I thought I would pose it to you. That was – so she told me that you were also an athlete when you were young.
Yes.
And what are the similarities and the differences between athletics? I mean, a lot of times we say, well, dance is
– it's so similar to – everything, really. The team aspect, the hard work, the dedication, the commitment, everything, really.
Well, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Shane, I know actually the last time I saw you on stage was up at the Cumberland County Playhouse. For people who don't know, the Cumberland County Playhouse is in Crossville, Tennessee. It is the State Theater of Tennessee and just an outstanding professional organization that produces these amazing shows. And you've been working there lately.
I have, and everyone involved, they're all spectacular, and they're all a dream to work with. It's a great place.
That's awesome. So what are you doing up there right now?
Right now I'm teaching with their T3 program. It's a triple threat program.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a recital coming up. But the next show I'm involved in is Hairspray. I'm so excited.
Hairspray.
A dream show. Yeah.
Such an amazing – you know, sometimes we joke about anything could be made into a musical.
Right.
But it is kind of funny to think, you know, Hairspray, this kind of counterculture John Waters
yes.
film – made into this brilliant musical.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited. I'm really looking forward to seeing
yes.
you in it.
Well,
it'll be great. I saw it up there the last time they did it, which had to have been 10 years ago or more.
I'd love to see it anyway.
But yes, yeah, so that's really exciting. So you start
yes.
rehearsals?
In June. And we begin another show, Curtains, which I don't know much about, in July or August.
Okay.
August through October.
Now, take us through a little bit. What is the rehearsal process, for instance, for putting on a big musical like Hairspray? What's the rehearsal process
like? It's a 4-week process. It's pretty quick, actually. We go in, we sing through all of the music, and everyone's familiar. We'll start on choreography soon after and blocking after that, and it's just one thing after another. Everyone comes in from all over the country, and they make it work. Yeah.
That's so great. And you just become a family for the amount of
quickly,
time you're working
very
on
quickly.
It.
Yes.
It's something I talk with my students a lot at Tech, is this idea that really every time you work on a show, it's like you kind of create this, you know, family away from home. These
yes.
become people you learn to rely on. You're sharing your creativity.
And trust.
The trust. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Now, are you going to be like a featured dancer in the show? Or do you know your role?
I'm
in
an
this?
Ensemble dancer, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's really exciting.
It's probably my favorite part. You get to be everyone at the same time.
Yeah, and that's what you did in – I saw you in White Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and that's
yeah.
what you're doing. Yeah,
right.
You were just incredible on there.
You
know, I have – watching you on stage, not to make you uncomfortable, but watching you on stage has always been such an exciting experience.
Well, thank
because you.
You
just – you have a way – the way that you move, the way that you interact with other people on stage has just always been so impressive. I'm sorry. I'm making you – I'm embarrassing
no,
you a little bit.
A little bit. That's all right, though. Thank you.
And you are absolutely welcome. So Curtains, and yeah, I'm not familiar with that show either, is a musical.
Yeah, it's from the makers of Chicago and Cabaret, so it's along that,
oh, okay.
a little bit of that theme, and there's a little bit of a mystery involved, I think. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I'll have to look that up and see. Well, I will definitely make a point of coming up to see there. You know, honestly, it's about a 40-minute drive from to get up there, and you enter this theatrical world. The space that they have up there is so beautiful.
Yes, so worth it.
The lobby. So will this be – how many shows will this be that you've worked up there now?
Oh, man. I think this is my 5th show. Yeah. I did a concert this past spring – or past winter in February with Michael Ruff, and it was a blast. But just a collective group. But yeah,
he's such a talent.
Yeah, 56th show.
That's great. That's just awesome. So, and you're also, if I'm right, working with our local customers.
Yes. Spotlight.
Spotlight. Tell us a little bit about Spotlight.
Spotlight. It's one of the last costume shops around in the state, really, or in this area. And they do shows from Mississippi, and we've got some things that we've gone out to New York, and it's just, it's great to hear about what all is going on in our area, in the Upper Cumberland, and from anywhere, Nashville to Murfreesboro, to all the schools that are doing things. That there are so many schools that have musical theater programs that are thriving, and they're doing an excellent job.
So that's so great.
To build new things and to see new things, too.
Yeah. It's such a big part of it, too, is just putting the costumes together and getting the right look. And right. You know, I know the between Amy Ng and Anthony Hurd and yes. the amazing people that work there, Billy George.
Yes, and Holly.
Yeah, it's really an outstanding thing. Well, we're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back. Shane, you've worked in so many areas of the performing arts as a performer, as a choreographer. When you look at the amount of work you've done over the years, what are some things that, you know, it's hard not to look at it and say, well, that was my favorite part, right. or that was my favorite experience. And of course, I'll always preface it by saying that's never to diminish another experience.
Oh, no, no.
But there are certainly things that just stand out for you. So
right.
As a performer, what are some of the things that really stand out for you in the years you've been performing?
As a performer, I'd say my reintroduction to theater, I guess, at the back door and doing Angels in America was probably one of my favorite and one of the most I don't know what the word would be.
You were outstanding in that show.
Thank
and
you.
It was, yeah, that was a real special. Yeah. I've talked about that a lot with my students. I mean, just the fact that we did both parts in the course of a semester. I mean, really over 3.5 months we did the entire eight hour plus show.
It was intense, but it was beautiful, and I loved being a part of it. But as a dancer, I'd say White Christmas has been great. We've performed it twice in the past 2 years, and it's just been hard work and dedication that I didn't see myself doing at this time, at this age, I guess. So it was nice to be a part of that show. I think was probably one of my favorites. As a choreographer, I think Lion King has been my favorite piece that I've worked on ever. There's 75 kids.
My goodness, yeah. That is a lot of children.
A lot. It's hard to see all of them at the same time or put them all on one stage. And 78 people on one stage is intense. It's a lot. It's full.
That is something.
But it's gratifying, and it means a lot to them. They all feel like superstars at the end of the night, and they all go home happy. But not every day, but at the end of a show, they're all so happy to see the audience, their fellow actors, and the directors and music director, and it's a beautiful thing. I really enjoyed it, and it's probably my favorite as a choreographer. I've worked with the high school. Those have been some excellent shows.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably my first job as a choreographer was with the high school and doing Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. They were
okay. That was a while back.
Yeah, and I've actually gotten.
I saw that show. I absolutely remember that show.
Yeah, it was a blast. It was new to me, and the experience was new to me also. But I really enjoyed that. That was probably the most fun I've had in a show, or being a part of a show.
What are the kind of things that you look forward to? Is there a, you know, is there a part you'd like to dance, or is there a character you'd like to play?
Anything Fosse. I love Fosse, and I love his movement, and anything that Fosse was involved with, I'd love to do sometime. Yeah, it's a dream show. Any dream show.
Well, you know, that maybe curtains.
Right, yeah.
I mean, Chicago was
The
Fosse,
Yeah. But anything I'm involved with, I'm excited to be a part of. It's all new. It's all a learning experience to me, and it's all just refreshing. I need something new every day.
That's great. That's really great. I absolutely love that. You know, you mentioned White Christmas, and there really was. I suspect that first time it surprised them how successful that show was. Maybe they knew going into it, but it was just – I mean, we had a hard time getting tickets to see the show, but it was just such a – I mean, it really – it's one of those opportunities to see something that definitely fills you with the Christmas spirit.
Yes.
And the magic of the show was just – it really was something. And I'm glad you mentioned Angels in America, because that really was just that group of people, the way that you all bonded together. Matt Wilson, who was the stage manager for that, and I were talking recently about what a – just everything in it seemed to work when – if you looked at it on paper, you'd say, there's no way we're going to be able to do this.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was such a great experience for me, being back to Cookeville and back into theater. And it was excellent. I appreciate that experience.
Very cool. Well, Shane, it has been absolutely such a pleasure talking with you today.
Yeah, likewise.
I wish you nothing but the best of luck. I look forward to seeing you on stage.
Thank you, Mike.
I look forward to seeing your choreography in the future as well.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for your time today.
Hopefully we'll get to work together sometime soon.
That would be good. I would love that.
Again, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Shane.
Thank you.